D-Train's in the house, what's he gonna do? He's going AWOL! Chris Lloyd's in the house, what's he gonna do? He's going AWOL! Hello everybody, and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt, everybody. It is the Carpooling Podcast. As I just sang, we are your hosts, Christopher Lloyd and D-Train. And today, everybody, as we record this, is two big milestones. Number one, it is big episode number 50. So I am very excited to bring you the 50th episode of the show, which is a milestone in itself. And second, it has been exactly, when this episode comes out, it's been exact just 2 days after we released the first episode of the show.
A year?
A year. I missed really? Four episodes.
Holy fuck, a year's
in
gone
a year.
By.
A year has gone by when this episode is released on, well, today. So that's pretty cool.
Holy shit, time flies, man.
Yeah.
So what, there's 50, so, oh, okay, because 52 weeks in a year.
No, 54, but I missed four episodes.
Okay. Why like, would that be 54? How does that work?
What do you mean? There's 54 weeks in a year, isn't there?
No.
There's 52?
Yeah.
Then how come I missed four episodes?
I don't know. You explain yourself. You don't know how many days are in a year?
Are you sure it's 54?
There's 365 days in a year.
Yeah.
52 weeks in a year.
Okay. All right.
26 paychecks a year.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
I don't know. Let's check Google. Since we have Google
once again,
all the time,
his
since we have Google
mobile
all the time,
porn device.
Yes, my mobile porn device. Let's see here.
Porning in style. Back in my day, we had to sneak into the woods and jerk off to magazines, as discussed this morning.
See, it's 52 or 53.
Oh, leap year? You're going to do me like a leap year?
Yeah, yeah. So, I still lose because I went over. If we're playing by
$1.
Price is Right rules, so.
I never thought that was fair, man.
What, going over?
Yeah.
It has to be. That's the best way to do it, man. Other way, it'd be stupid. Ooh. Everybody'd be tied. Like, if they went over, like, you wouldn't be worried about going over.
True. True.
And, like, what happens if one person's over, one person's under, but they're tied by the same amount of money?
Ah.
You know what I mean?
So that so eliminates the tie.
It definitely eliminates almost the tie.
Sometimes
it ties.
How?
I forget how it almost ties, but there's a way that it almost... Because they're two different numbers, the end. Like, I'm not talking about in... the very beginning thing.
Oh, and the thing.
I think I've
seen that once.
Yeah, they can tie.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, the best is when like one person wins like both of them, and then the next person gets a closer amount to both of them. Because like if you get into like I think it's like $100 or $200, $250 or something like that, you win both showcases.
Man.
But if the other person is like closer than your number, and that person wins both. Fuck, man, you better commit suicide or something.
Did you read, though, the people who have been on Reddit that have actually been on The Price is Right and won and seen how fucked up it is about getting your prize?
No, I'm sure it's tough.
It's ridiculous. Like, say you win a car that's worth 30 grand. Something to do with you have to pay the tax right there on the spot of, like, 10 grand before you can leave. So, pretty much you're buying the car, like... Obviously, you're getting a deal.
Well, tax wouldn't be 10 grand on a car.
However it works, the people in America said it's not even worth it.
Oh, not even worth winning anything.
Yeah, on that show.
Really?
It'd be different. Like, they say it's a real hassle, too. And, they say it's awful.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
And this is like almost everybody's saying this that you've read?
Yeah.
There's no good stories about it. Yeah.
But who knows if they're lying.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure if more than one person came out and said it's a hassle. But those could be like the poor people, right? That like have no money and they're like, well, you know this is America and you have to pay taxes on shit.
Yeah, I don't have 10 grand.
Yeah, you know. What, you mean I just won 100 grand worth of prizes and I got to give you like 5 grand? Fuck you guys, man. I hate you.
I just won the ability to give you money?
Yeah. That's you mean like if I just pay this 5 grand, like pull out the money on my credit card, and by the time I get the shit and sell the boat you just gave me, I'll have way more money than the interest and pulling out the money on my credit card would be. No, this is bullshit, man. Fuck it.
Yeah. Some guy said he won something and he ended up just leaving without anything. He didn't even take it.
No?
Because he was like, it's not worth it.
He was mad?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just kind of getting on a television show, I guess. People love to play Plinko.
Plinko. I hate Plinko, man. I fucking hate that one.
What about
that's not Plinko.
No, that's
the mountain one.
Yeah.
Plinko's bullshit, man. It's like the most rigged game of the whole fucking Price is Right.
It's like a carny thing. Like you could be at a carny place too.
Yeah, you never win. Like, well, you do win, but like it's bullshit. Like at least other ones, you have a chance. The mountain climber one's like your best chance. Yeah. Like you have the most amount of like chances to win. As long as you're not a dumbass. Like you can go over on every one and not be right. It's funny how they choose those. Like some games are like easy or like have good chances and good odds. And then there's some that are like ridiculously hard.
How do they give which one? If it's like some hillbilly, they're like, give them the hard one.
Yeah. But sometimes like it's like you would think like the really hard ones would be for like cars and like trips, you know, the real expensive shit.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're not. Like sometimes you see joke ones for like a brand new car, you know, that are simple, easy. It's like, is this car $30,000 or $5,000? Now switch the things and whichever one is correct, you get. You know, so.
You ever see someone fucking not spin the wheel all the way around?
Yeah, that's.
He
sucks.
Makes them do it over and over like an old lady.
Pussies?
Yeah.
He can't help them either.
No.
Because you get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules is if.
He'd be in on it if she wins.
Right. But how do you do it if like the old woman really can't?
Like, I don't know.
I've seen a girl do it like 3 times before she actually got it.
But it just got around.
Maybe there could be like a call a helper from the audience, like whoever she came with or something.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work. Must be something like that, eh?
Let's get on a game show, man.
Nah, it's too much work. You should have did it when you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they film it in Las Vegas?
I think they were doing something, but it ended the day before we got there.
Yeah.
So...
What about, well, I know that other one's in Las Vegas.
Which one's that?
The one with the black guy from, whose line is it anyways? Wayne Brady? It's on before, like an hour before Price is Right.
I don't know.
It's an old game, fuck, I can't remember it. They all dressed up in costumes and, you know, they kind of win prizes and if not, they get zonked.
What's that?
Like if they screw up, like it's like, okay, you can take whatever's in box number one or box number two. And one could be, like, a new car, and the other one is, like, zonked, means you lose.
Oh, okay. No, I've never seen that one.
I'm sure. It's an old show. Like, it's, like, back in the day, it started probably before Price is Right.
That's UHF made a joke about it. Pick the box! Pick the box!
Yeah.
That, and then it's a dead fish inside the box.
Yeah. So. I can't think of the name. I don't know why I can't think of the fucking name. Oh, well. You've never seen that show?
Nope.
It's on right before Price is Right. What'd you watch when you didn't go to school?
Price is Right.
Yeah, but what was on before it? Wayne Brady.
I was in bed.
In bed. You woke up at 11?
I was actually sick when I was said I was sick.
Oh, yeah, right, Derek.
Take that, world.
I smell it. God, what the fuck?
Man? I'll tell you right now what the fucking show is the shit. Family Feud.
Yeah, you like that show?
Yeah, I'll pass to the Lloyds, man.
Yeah? You like to battle old people?
I never pass.
You always keep it.
Yeah.
Never pass. That's the first rule of game shows.
Have you ever listened to Steve Harvey's views on atheism?
Isn't that guy like a fucking chronic Christian?
Yeah, a lunatic to the point of lunacy.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
Like his
like stand up must be shitty.
Oh yeah.
Like, do you even have stand up?
What's the deal with Jesus?
Yeah.
With airline Jesus.
Yeah. No, I've never heard it. I just knew he was like a big Bible thumper, for sure.
Oh, yeah, like to the point of like willful ignorance.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of them are like that.
Yeah, well.
Like I had a religion teacher because I went to Catholic school, and he was like hardcore. And like if you tried to challenge him on anything that was like wrong, he always had an answer. And then he'd get mad.
Because
he knew.
It's like, who are you trying to fool besides yourself? You're trying to convince yourself, man.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. But he would get real mad. And, like, he was so hardcore that I remember doing a project with this girl. Shout out to Miss Gallant. And it was on something to do with sex or something like that. And I don't think it was about sex, but we turned it into sex a little bit later. And, like, a part of the project was, like, a presentation. And I remember she was like, oh, you know, sex is like this great thing. It shouldn't be shamed, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, everybody, all the media and all religion think it's dirty and naughty, but it's actually like a normal human urge and it's very beautiful and everything. And like, I just look at him and he was super fucking pissed.
Really?
He got so mad. Yeah, because like, he's such a Bible thumper that he, we think, I mean, we didn't know for sure, but he only had sex to procreate because he had like 13 kids.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Yeah, he was doing a lot of procreating.
Yeah. So like, it would seem like, you know, if they can't have sex, they can only have sex to make more babies. Like, that's the whole point of sex in the Bible, right?
That's crazy. You're not even supposed to enjoy your sex.
No. That screwed me up so much in my life now that I can't enjoy sex.
I hate thrusting at you. This sucks.
I can't do anything.
I want children.
Quick, stick a finger up my ass. I can do that because that's not sex.
Yeah. Fuck, you're a fornicator, man.
Who, me?
Yeah, because now there's no chance of pregnancy, but you just keep doing it, you're going to hell, man.
I know,
you have no excuse for that now.
I know. I already went to hell when I went to get it chopped.
Yeah.
When I got chopped.
That's hell. Nah. It sounds like hell.
Nah, it was wimpy, man. I over-exaggerated everything. Oh. Everything you guys heard was a lie. It was
a
ruse.
You're too tough, man.
You don't feel anything. They shoot a laser at your cock, and it's instant. No, I'm serious. It hurts. It sucks.
Jesus.
But it's worth it. Until, like, in 10 years, and, like, because I always think that my balls are so strong because I could get girls pregnant no problem. Well, one.
What?
Yeah, and that eventually it's going to heal itself because there's, like, this, like, 1% chance or something that it can heal itself.
Oh, you're Logan, man.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say, like, in, like, 10 years, we're going to get pregnant again.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, it's totally possible, which would suck.
Yeah,
you'd be all finished, man. Yeah, we'd be definitely finished. You know, one of them would be close to finishing high school.
That
if it was 10 years from now
for those couples that happens to.
Yeah, you hear about that.
Oh,
shit,
it happens,
man.
Like you have an infant and an adult.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck.
And then like you gotta like think, like a friend of mine in college, her parents, that happened to, like, she was in college with me and her mom had a baby.
Oh,
but
God.
I don't know the details what happened, but they were like, well, I guess we gotta have another one so that this one has somebody to hang out with, because all the, like, our other kids are gone, moved away.
Wow.
You know, so they ended up having another baby.
Twice.
Two of them.
In one lifetime, like twice raising a family.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's like that too for like parents who take over, like grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, all something happens with a kid or something and they gotta look after the baby.
Damn. They must have totally different personalities, like, because they're raised by totally different people. Like, you're not the same you as you were 10 years later. Like,
yeah, I know you mean, yeah.
So, I mean, your kids would be different, like, especially if they're moved out and you were just alone with them in a house again from the ground up.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even know the personalities of their siblings because they're gone.
Yeah. See, I don't know what's going on here. It's doing this fucking thing again. Which phone side is your phone on? This side?
No, this
side. Okay. I don't know. Sometimes, like, sometimes I can hear that sound that just went off. I'm not going to edit it out that time. And sometimes I think, like, I hear it in the headphones, but then when I go play it back when I'm editing, it's not there.
What sound does it sound like?
It's like a feedback sound. Like, it could be this microphone, now that I'm just thinking about that, because there's a microphone on my headphones. But it's kind of sounds like, you know when, like, you get a text by a speaker?
Yeah.
And that sound comes up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that.
What is that, anyway?
I just some frequency, I guess, that's, you know, with a text coming in.
It's not aliens?
Could be aliens.
All right. As long as it's aliens.
Yeah. Speaking of aliens, I haven't talked about aliens in a while. But, I mean, I told you this morning, we were driving. But everybody listening at home, if you go to Secure Team 10, check it out. You should. There was this new video of this dude who was with his dad. He walked out of a restaurant. And they looked up in the sky. And, like, real close to them was, like, this. It kind of looked like a boomerang or, like, a moth. And it was just, like, flying overhead. And it wasn't making any sound or anything. And they got pictures and video of it. And
it's pretty
convincing. It was pretty slow. Like, it was surveying the shit. Yeah. But yeah, check it out. It's cool. I won't get back into the aliens unless, you know, I get more tweets about talk about more aliens. But not in our special episode number 50, everybody. The secret of life will come at the end of this podcast.
The end of 51.
Yeah.
What was the number in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? It was 54.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, so, you know,
I
that
was
episode's going to be something.
Yeah, and that's what I thought, how many weeks there were. So that's an even another thing that could happen, you know? all these numbers 54 are starting to combine.
To make one super number?
Yeah, supernova. And it's over.
Pizza Nova, supernova. Where can we go with this?
Let's just go eat food.
Anyways, I had Mama Pizza the other day. It was delicious.
Mama Pizza, where's this? I'm not
going to talk about pizza either. That's one thing we've talked about more than aliens.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Where's Mama Pizza?
It's there near our work. We had someone ordered it for a United Way thing, and I tasted it. Oh, man, it was delicious.
It was good?
Yeah, fuck. It was like, we didn't order it like that, but whenever I order pizza, like I said, I get the thin crust and all that shit. That was actually, oh, you know your poutine special, right? Now, how I told you the best one I ever had was at the airport.
Yeah.
We have found the worst one.
Where's that?
It comes pre-made at M&M's meat shops.
Oh, yeah?
You should just do, like, use it as an example of fucking shit.
Horrible.
Yeah, like, it's, I know it's frozen and, you know, frozen dinners and this and that, but, oh, fuck.
Nasty.
It is lackluster, to say the least.
Was there cheese curds in it, though?
I think there was one curd.
Whoa.
Underneath, okay. The way they do it, because it's frozen, the gravy is frozen at the bottom of the tray.
Yeah.
And they put like one cheese curd in the center of the gravy.
Yeah.
Then they put like less than a handful of frozen fries on top of it so that it doesn't get like gooey and shit. Yeah. So it's completely frozen. So when you cook it, everything's cooking at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you have to, the first thing you got to do, because it's frozen, you can't stir it while it's frozen. The first thing you got to do is cook it. Then you got to stir it like a soup. Ew. To get the shit on top. Oh, yeah. And, oh, man. They put in about a quarter of the gravy they should.
Yeah.
One cheese curd.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember what it was cost. Maybe it was only like $3. But
$3, I mean, that's okay. Something. I would say M&M's is usually expensive, so it'd probably be more than that.
I don't know what it was, but don't ever get that.
No.
That's a horrible poutine.
Yeah, I wouldn't get that shit.
Yeah.
You were just lazy. You thought it'd be delicious?
Well, I went in there because I was like, oh, I wanted some treat to kind of just celebrate. I'm getting old now, folks, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm 32 now. It's another special day.
Yeah. D-Man's birthday as we're recording this.
Yeah. So I thought I'm going to get some treats like meat because that's my favorite food, right?
Yeah, he loves meat.
So I got some kind of meat thing. Yeah, and I just saw it there and I was just like, oh, fuck, a poutine.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's try it out. Because it's definitely an interesting idea.
Yeah.
If they could make it right, but it's impossible to make it right.
No, how could you?
No, you can't.
Like, I think... Why didn't they put the, I don't know, frozen gravy on top and the cheese on top? That way when you cook it, everything melts over the fries.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like, who fucking greenlighted that?
Well, the fries would have to be, if it's frozen, they would have to be cooked again, which is probably a reason why they put it underneath, because the fries would take a lot longer to cook than the gravy melting. So it would just absorb all in it, right?
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is, like, when shit's frozen, it adds more water, right? So wouldn't it just... Like, wouldn't it be really watery?
There was no gravy in it, man. It was like I was searching for, like...
Okay, listen. You get a bag of fries, frozen bag of fries, cook them in the oven. You're already using the oven, okay? Which you can find them pretty cheap, like $1.50.
Yeah.
Dollar store has poutine gravy. I think it's 50 cents or a dollar for two.
Nice.
Okay? And then the only thing is the cheese curds, which is really expensive. But you can get cheese on sale. You can use, like, cheddar... Or mozzarella. I mean, it's not, you know, you're making it at home. You don't have to have super special poutine. And there you go. It's almost the same amount of work.
Man, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
I should have done that.
Yeah.
You could have as much as you want, man.
It's funny that you say that. Was that Saturday night?
Probably.
Yeah, because Saturday was Halloween here. Well, everywhere, I guess. And there's a place downtown, Poutini's, which is, in my personal experience, is the best poutine I've ever eaten.
Nice.
And I'm sure I've talked about it on the show many times. And the people who know me, I've talked to them about it. It's owned by my old girlfriend's brothers. And so after, like, we went to my aunt's and we had dinner there. And then we went trick-or-treating with the kids. We got all done. We left and it was about, let's say, 10 o'clock. And my plan was to go and get a poutine, because I'm never in that area from Poutini's.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so I picked one of those up, ate it on Saturday.
Hell so
fucking delicious. Man. Fucking layered poutine, man. It's the best thing to get there. So many cheese curds.
God.
The gravy is like fucking spectacular, man. I'm telling you. I don't know how they make the gravy. It's so fucking good.
They should have done a side-by-side comparison of our lives. I'm at home eating this fucking frozen thing, and you're just like sunshine in the background and a huge food.
Eating deliciousness.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, I recommend, man, if you guys can try it out, it is worth the cash. Because, I mean, it's bullshit. Like, it's $10 for a poutine.
Wow.
You know, that's, you know, I guess downtown Toronto, that's, like, kind of expected at, like, specialty places. I mean, you get a fair bit amount of poutine.
Yeah.
And cheese curds are expensive. Like, I got the layered one, so it was, like, double cheese curd.
Damn.
So it's a little bit more expensive.
But. They know you, right? They hook you up, probably.
I've never seen them working.
Okay.
Like, they own it, so I guess, you know, they're never there.
I know the boss, guys.
I've asked. Every time I've gone there, I've asked. But no offense to them. I think it's just the area, but, like, it's fucking hipsterville, man.
Oh, okay.
Like, everybody that works there is hipster. Every time I've gone there, it's always hipsters.
A mustached plaid-wearing fella behind the counter?
Yeah, Grizzly Adams. Or
nice.
But it's fucking worth it, man. And I've eaten a lot of poutine. I'm even working on a poutine documentary, so.
That's awesome.
You guys can trust me, all right, when I say it's fucking delicious.
Try the Filthy Phil's and let me know how that is.
I did get it, I think.
The poutine?
I think I got it. Yeah, I got a bacon poutine one time, I think.
Okay.
And it was fucking delicious.
Oh, man, I'm so hungry.
Yeah. Your birthday.
Yeah,
what are you eating then tonight?
Yeah, I'll get something.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get takeout?
Yeah, of course. It's treat night.
I thought treat night was like booze night.
No, there's going to be some of that.
It's weird that like you had all these days off.
I saw how
stupid
you didn't
take another day off tomorrow.
I know, that's stupid.
Or like today or whatever.
Right,
take your birthday
off.
It's
all good, man.
You're too old to take your birthday off, they say.
That's right. I need to show up and hope that everyone has the beef jerky and everything for me.
Hook you up. Yeah. Did anybody give you presents?
Yeah, surprisingly, a client, fucking my buddy, that I wasn't allowed to accept it, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He hooked you up.
Yeah, and then 2.0.
Yeah.
He got me a gift card to Tim Hortons. You know what I did? I told him to go and turn that into the new spicy Thai soup that they have.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
And it's good.
I
suggest you try it, man.
Yeah, Steph got it. She liked it.
Good, good.
Yeah.
I dipped, because it comes with bread, right?
Yeah.
You dip it in and use it as like a sponge.
Right.
Yeah.
You like to sop up food.
Love sopping up
you
that
You love that
gravy.
Sopping up. Sopping up that gravy.
With a biscuit.
Nice little delicious biscuit.
Popeyes is finally advertising hardcore around town.
Yeah.
They've set up all the fucking...
I like Popeyes, man.
I love the chicken strips.
Yeah, I get the regular chicken, man. Spicy version. Fucking scrum-diddly-dumptious.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel.
Do you want it to?
Yes. I thought you'd never ask.
Excellent.
Zip. Woo.
Yeah, so I was thinking of tacos. They have a deal right now, 10 tacos for $11.
Yeah.
Oh, I could cram 10 down easy.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. I eat 50. Maybe not that many.
I did have a bet.
I could do 10, no problem. Yeah, you could probably eat 20.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
I think. I can't remember.
You get sick, though.
Oh, your shitter's fucked for a week.
Yeah, you don't feel good either after.
No.
Like, in your stomach. Like, the next day, your ass hurts, but... After you're done eating it, you kind of don't feel that good. At least I don't.
If you get the Taco Supreme, which is nothing more than simply adding...
sour cream and tomatoes, right?
Yes. It, like, quadruples the price.
Yeah. I don't get that. I only get Dorito tacos from Taco Bell. The best. Not even Supreme, just regular.
Yeah.
Meat and cheese and lettuce. And then I add the hot sauce after.
Yeah, me too.
So anyways, sorry about talking about so much food, guys, but Derek is hungry.
Yes.
But as everybody who listens to the show knows, I am a huge Halo fan.
Oh, yes.
And Halo came out, but we talked about it a little bit last episode, but Derek has some big news about it. Well, I'll let him take over.
What, did I play it?
Yes.
All right. He lent me it for a day. And I felt so guilty in the morning, because you lent it to me the night or whatever, right?
Yeah.
In the morning, you were still there till like 11. I was like, shit, should I give this back? Like, fuck. But anyway, I played it fucking straight.
What'd you play?
I didn't play any multiplayer. Uh-huh. I only played campaign. Some of the added features I really loved was the bash attack you could do while you're running. It keeps the fucking action high octane. I thought it was fun to use the shotgun. I don't know how practical it would be, and like anything like legendary, it would be useless because you can't get anywhere near the creatures without them killing you. But for fun or whatever, I'm not sure how it would be in PvP. A bunch of new alien guns that I'm not familiar with. Maybe he is because he played part four or whatever. But yeah, all overall, great game, man.
You liked it, eh?
Yeah.
That's good, yeah. So the campaign was dope, he says.
Yeah, I was playing some Legendary with four men. I told him it's just like Gears of War Judgment, if anyone there played it. Pretty much the same mechanics.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that whenever whenever I was seeing all this shit for Halo 5. I didn't think of Gears at all. Oh, but now that you say it, it seems like that reminds me of Gears for sure.
Only because I played a lot of Gears, right?
Yeah.
Only thing in Gears is when you're down, you can crawl.
Yeah, you can and it was crawl
so,
a little bit.
Yeah, it was so reminiscent of that game. I kept trying to crawl.
Yeah.
But you can't. Now but answer down. Me this, though. If you're there and you only have, like, say, 10 seconds before you can be revived, before you die, say.
Yeah.
If you click the call for help button, you call and it signals to everyone, but does that then speed up that countdown clock? Like, you can sit and do nothing and maybe get 20 seconds.
Yeah.
But if you click the X and call for help, I think it might speed that up.
Really?
I wasn't able to tell. I thought you would know.
I don't know. I haven't played the campaign at all. I was waiting for a friend of mine or my brother or anybody to get the game, and then I was going to play with them.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just the multiplayer player.
It'll be so fun, like, to play that campaign with people because it's like you grab the Warthog, your friend's in the back with the machine gun, and like, you
and
do
then two
your
other
own
guys
pace.
Are doing your own shit.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I know, it's cool, and I like how everybody is a player. Like, they're not just, you know, a spawn of the same person. And they really hyped up it being the multiplayer of the campaign. Like, they really went hard on it.
Yeah,
so it was, you know, it was hyped up that it was going to be good. So I'm glad it's good.
I was having a blast. See, we're the total opposite. Like, I only played the campaign, and you only played the other one.
So. No, I play the campaign, too. I haven't played it yet. Like, yeah. I love the multiplayer. I love the campaigns, too. Like, I will play the campaign. Even if nobody gets it, I'll play it by myself.
Yeah, I started like that, but then people started bombarding me.
Yeah. So a lot of your friends have it.
Yeah. Well, just people I've met recently from the game I'm playing.
Right.
I've been noticing that they're playing lately. So when they saw that I was playing it, it was like, oh, fuck. Come on, man. Because you have to, there's all kinds of achievement. You have to beat it with four players with Legendary. And you have to beat it the other way.
Like, yeah.
So, there's a fucking cop or something there.
What? Oh, fuck it. I think it is a cop. But that reminds me. Okay. You can get him.
Yeah, and I don't want him reading my plate.
No, he won't. I never see cops.
Whoa.
I never see cops, and after I drop you off, I fucking turn, okay? I turn left. Sure enough, a fucking cop pulls up right behind me. Right, instantly, right out, like, as soon as I turn left at the lights from your work, okay? Cop right behind me. I instantly turn into the place where Wendy's was, okay? And he passes me, so I'm like, fuck, that was close. I go to... I go back out to the road,
drive down,
turn right onto Don Mills, and then the fucking light turns, and sure enough, a fucking cop behind me.
Oh my God.
Pull into the bank, and he takes off. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. And then I'm driving, I'm close to work. I see another cop, but luckily he didn't have time to pull out behind me.
Yeah, he would have got you.
Three cops, man.
Well,
three cops.
Today you're probably okay. Today's the last day.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm going to take the bus next time, I think.
Go ahead. I'll be the one getting the ticket, not you.
Yeah, but it'll still be my name.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm driving. I'm positive it'll probably go under my insurance if it was me.
You think?
I'm almost positive it would.
No, because I don't know.
Even if the sticker's under yours, I'm still, like, it's still technically under my insurance when I'm driving it.
Oh,
so
shit.
It'd be me.
I'll be like, you know, like, drive the car off, and I'll be like, hey, there's going to be a guy pulling up here. Like, then it turns
and then I'll just crash a car.
Yeah,
I'll be like, everything I said about that being insurance is a lie.
Yeah.
You pay for it.
Now my neck hurts and it's your fault.
Yeah.
No,
because you didn't have a sticker.
I'm not sure, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure
good,
either.
Good question.
Yeah.
You know how we just had that...
But there's another cop, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how many cops are out.
Yeah. You never
now
see
that we
one
have this
until,
thing.
Yeah. See, I figure as long as we avoid being behind one, we should be okay. Because he's just staring at us for like 10 minutes as we drive. He'll see that the sticker is November and he'll run it. And then I'm fucked.
So I wonder, like, because the stickers are always different colors, right?
That's how they do it.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, they know, like, just by the color if it's expired. They never have the same colors again?
Well, no. The sequence will be like, oh, we're looking for red ones this month, like, because they know, right?
Right.
Or like green ones. Like mine's green, and March is there, it sees blue. But yeah. Right now you can't tell because it's nighttime. But.
Okay, but like if yours expires, say, on November 2nd.
Are you
okay?
Kidding? This guy's going to do me.
On November 2nd, okay, but the sticker is technically says October 31st. So November 1st, he still pull you over.
Doesn't it say November?
I don't know what it says.
It should say November.
Yeah.
But I got that ticket once on the 10th. Even though it still said November, it was 7 days past and they gave me the ticket.
Yeah. So was it expensive?
No, but I didn't pay it. Then I got my license suspended.
Oh, right.
And so forth and what have you.
So you'd have to pay it to get your sticker again.
Yeah. It became expensive because of my own stupidity.
Right.
But you're not like me, so you wouldn't procrastinate to the point where you did more harm than good.
Yeah, no, I when I'm driving it now, I'm on the lookout.
Good, good.
No, not good.
Be safe.
Still scary.
It'd be my ass, I'm sure.
I don't think
Let's Google
man.
That when we get
I,
home.
I don't think so, man. I honestly think it'd be me. Because I was trying to think. I remember I got a ticket one time speeding. In some like I know it's a different kind of thing, but I was in somebody else's vehicle driving it, not even under their insurance. And then it affected my insurance.
Oh, fuck. Well, I can do it on the weekend anyway. So
yeah.
I do it Saturday.
Yeah.
So we got a couple more dice rolls in us. Three more. And yeah. Only one for you.
I just play dumb. What? This is my car.
I just borrowed this guy. What the fuck? Yeah, good asshole.
He works at this place here, and here.
Tell him. Send him to me, man. I don't want you getting stung.
I'll be like, all right. He's working to be a cop, too. Oh, maybe they'll let me off.
Yeah, of course.
Doesn't that always work?
My cousin. You know Jim, right?
You know Jim, right? my parents' best friend is the chief of police in Pembroke. Does that work?
Is that a good one?
Yeah, you know, Pembroke. You know where Pembroke is?
Ask to suck his dick. It helps, too.
Yeah, no. They can't do that. They just open their mouth. You got to open your mouth. And all right. And they're like, yeah, show your ass, too.
I'll show you how to suck a good cock.
Yeah.
Bad detective people.
Bad lieutenant.
Oh, lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
He's a lieutenant. That's even worse.
Yeah.
He's way up there.
He's up the ranks, baby. Runs that shit. I hope people watch that movie so far.
I saw Exorcist on the weekend for the first time.
Yeah, on Saturday?
Yeah.
God, man, this thing keeps fucking buzzing. What'd you think?
It was good, man. I could imagine, like, back then when that came out, people were probably like, whoa.
Were you scared?
No.
No, it didn't freak you out at all?
No, I can't get into the moment anymore.
No. I remember I watched that for the first time. I must have been like 10 years old. And this is the story. I'm at my uncle's, who lives in Kirkland Lake. I don't know if you know where that is. But I'm there with my older brother, Jarrett. And our parents wouldn't let us watch The Exorcist, obviously, because we were pretty young. And so we go to my uncle's, and sure enough, he lets us rent it.
Oh, God.
And then we're all three in the basement, okay? And then he tied us up. No, but seriously, we started watching it, and then the first person that goes, my uncle, he goes upstairs.
Why? Because he wanted you guys to be afraid?
I don't know. He just went upstairs. Like, he started watching it with us, then he went upstairs. And I was like, okay, that's kind of freaky. And then it starts getting freakier. And then Jared, he fucking goes upstairs. And it's just me in this fucking creepy-ass basement watching this movie. And I'm like fucking, I'm starting to freak out. And then I made it to when, like, she has, like, tubes coming out of her nose. And like, it kind of looks like her nose is melted and her face is all fucked up and her voice is all changed. Soon as that came on, I was like, okay, fuck this. I turned it off.
Okay.
And I couldn't, I was fucking scared, man. Yeah. It freaked me out.
Where she walks backwards down the stairs.
Like yeah, that was a cool part.
That's creepy.
Yeah. They had to cut that out of the original one. That really? Only came out on the re-release, yeah.
Why?
They didn't have the effects, the power to take out the wires and shit. Because she was on wires, the lady that did it.
Oh, shit.
So they had to cut that out on the original. And then they brought it back whenever they re-released it. Because, I mean, it'd probably take us like 10 minutes to do. Paint out all the wires nowadays.
Man, that's interesting. You can even do that.
Yeah. But speaking of horror movies, I watched, I think I told everybody that listens that I was trying to watch 31 horror movies.
Right.
I made it at 34.
Cool.
34 in the month of October. So it was pretty cool.
And highlights include?
The Hellraisers, 1 and 2, because I've never seen them.
Okay.
They were fucking dope. Hellraiser 2 has, like, one of the, like, this guy gets turned into, like, a Cenobite in it. And, like, he's, like, a bad one. Like, he's, like, a rogue one. And he is, like, what nightmares are made of. Like, the person who created him, like, knew what a nightmare was. Like, this guy was fucking freaky as fuck, man. It was so creepy, man.
So he went rogue on the Pinhead?
Yeah, like, he went after the Pinheads. Like, he went in, like, they went into hell, like, and he got captured by, like, this other demon in there. And you thought he died, but this demon, like, transformed his life force into him and then, like, made him this crazy Cenobite. And then he went looking for Pinhead, and he found them, and he fucking fought them and just raped them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, he went around to everybody that was in hell and just, like, started eating them and sucking up their souls and killing them all, and they just disappeared.
I gotta rewatch that. I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
It was fucking cool, man. Like, it was all animatronics and stop motion. Like, his hands were, like, these fucking snake-like things with eyeballs, like, and he had, like, the sucker that sucked brains. Oh, it was cool fuck, man.
I forget, man.
So it was good. Another good one, like, a newer one, was called It Follows.
It Follows.
It's on Netflix. It was a good horror movie, and surprisingly, it was made in 2014, 2015. So it's rare that a movie, a recent horror movie is really good.
Give me the short premise.
Okay, this is going to sound weird, but I'm serious. It's a really good movie. There is a sexual STD that you pass on to each other. So if I have it and I have sex with a girl, that person gets the STD, and the person who originally had it loses it. And that STD makes a demon / ghost / creature come after you, and they come to kill you. But they walk, they won't stop at anything to kill you, but they only walk slow, and they can shapeshift. They can't run, and then once they touch you or grab you, then they'll kill you.
And then where does the disease go from there, the STD?
So the only way to get rid of it is to have sex with another person and tell them, you know, and say that's gonna happen. Because if you give the STD to a new person and that person gets killed, it comes back to you.
Oh, so you want them to be...
Yeah, you want them to survive. And you want them to pass it on as many times as possible.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a really good movie, man.
That sounds interesting. I love a new premise, you know?
Yeah. Something fucking weird. Through the whole movie, you're, like, watching in the background and shit for, like, somebody creeping up on them real slow.
What, it could be a dog, though?
No, it's got to be human. Like, it could be your best friend, your mom. Could be, you know, some random creepy person.
Does it look different?
And the only the people who have or have had the STD can see it. So, you know, you and I, if we didn't have it, we wouldn't see it. But that person would had it.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was good, man. I mean, it kind of fell apart a little bit at the end. But all around, a great, great horror movie for a new one.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I would watch it next year at Halloween time.
They took away the rating system unless you click on it now.
You know that on Netflix that isn't even really a rating system?
What is it?
It actually is completely made by Netflix on your choices that you have rated and movies you have liked. So if you like the movie, they say, well, this movie they would probably like, so we'll give it many stars. Or this movie, based on what they've watched, will not like this movie, so we're not going to give it crappy stars.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with a whole audience.
I thought it was everyone collectively.
That's, everybody thinks that, and I just read that not like a couple weeks ago, and I thought, that is very fucking false premised. Because there's a lot of movies on there. I'm like, how is this one star? This movie's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that.
Yeah. Or like you know, The Godfather, for example. I don't think it's on there, but it should be a 10 out of 10, like a 5-star. And it's not.
What is it?
No, I don't know. It just depends on your rating. Yeah, 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 yeah. So, you know, you would see it and be like 2.5 stars. You're like, what the fuck?
I get like B-movie westerns and they're like 5 stars. And I know they were filmed in like a garage with a potato.
Yeah, exactly.
But whatever.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Please take a listen to these commercials and we'll be right back.
These motherfuckers piss me off too. They're part of Tim Hortons.
Yes.
It's like... How many of these lights do you want me to wait so I can let one or two people out of there?
Every time.
When everyone out back there needs to go.
Yeah. Well, it happens. Yeah. And that's exactly what I was talking about. Back over here. Same kind of circumstance. Kind of.
Circumstantial evidence.
Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed that commercial break. We're back. This is part two of episode 50, and we are your hosts. You know us because you're already listening. So, buddy, what's going on?
That's true. No need for a further introduction.
No. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Oh, I forget as well.
It was probably food. We went off good on food this time. Yeah. This start of this episode.
We had to talk about the disappointments at M&M's.
Yes.
That's correct. I remember.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What did I fucking do today? Nothing.
No?
No.
Yeah. I watched some documentaries.
Which ones?
My man Louis Theroux, this British guy. He had a couple. I've talked about him before, but I watched one with Jimmy Savile.
I saw he's coming out with another one.
Yeah, part two. Yeah. And then he also did. I watched one with Max Clifford, which was part of that whole pedophile thing. And he that was another person he did before the shit came out of Jimmy Savile and Max Clifford being pedophiles.
Okay.
But I watched, speaking of that, with the Jimmy Savile shit, if people don't know who he is, take a look. He was a broadcaster in the UK, and for like the last 40 years before he died, he was fucking molesting children, dead people, old people, like just this huge crippled fucking cover-up, man. Like so much cover-up, BBC, like so much shit. So anyways, check it out. I can't talk about it in fully, because I've only read it once. I'm not like a huge expert on the shit. But it's fucked up. So I was watching this interview with Louis Theroux, and he was talking about, and he says one of the biggest regrets, or like, I don't know how to say it, like most painful part of his career was that he was with Jimmy Savile and couldn't out him as a fucking pedophile.
Why couldn't he out him?
Well, he tried and he couldn't, he got tricked by him. And he said, like, that was my job. Like, that was like one of the whole reasons I went and did that show with him.
But how did he get tricked, do you think?
Well, just because the guy, he was a master of hiding in broad daylight.
Like a smooth talker.
Yeah, like anytime anything came up, he could, you know, he hit it, so.
Damn.
Yeah. So he was saying how, you know, he was sad about that shit, that he never fucking figured it out.
Well, it wasn't his personal responsibility. So many people let so many people down.
No, I know, but it's just, you know, it's just funny saying of a guy who has fucking 30 documentaries, all which are fantastic. Like, every one of them are great.
Okay.
It's just funny to see what his one of the things he's not down with, you know?
Yeah.
In his own movies, so. It's an interesting documentary. It was made in 2001. And, you know, he follows him around for like 2 months.
So he knew, kind of? Like, people knew, kind of?
Yeah,
like,
shit came out for a while. Like, when Louis did the documentary with him, there were rumors and there were allegations against him and the ones that were allegations weren't enough evidence, so they didn't go out, like they didn't.
So it was like a Cosby thing that poked its head out and then people just ignored it and put it back under the rug. Didn't go full shitstorm.
Yeah. Well, he knew, he had friends in like all these high places, right? And he like he was like huge charity guy, and like so he had the fucking master key to like, let's say 10, 15 hospitals all around his area, and he could go anywhere in those hospitals by himself. So he would go into the morgues, he would go into the kids' rooms when nobody was around, and fucking, you know, whatever he did, like he'd touch them and then like, they would think it was a dream, or he would drug them, or he'd say, I'll fucking kill your whole family, you know, whatever they do. And, you know, it went on for 40 years.
Man, it's
like
hard
they
to
have
believe,
shit
eh?
Down, I think it was like 1960s. They have fucking allegations against them.
Damn.
1960s. That's fucking more than 40 years.
Yeah, how did he get
away
with
years.
It, man?
He had, yeah, like I said, he was a smooth talker, and he had people in the right spots that could hide that shit up. And, you know, with that huge UK pedophile ring that went on, that was just coming out. I mean, clearly, if you knew the right people, you could hide that shit.
Yeah, it's like if you rat on me, I'll rat on you.
Yeah.
Because they were perverts too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess, like, with the kids, you know, you hear all the stories, you know, they're scared and shit.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, the older ones you think would be like, well, but, I mean, he would be a pretty powerful guy. And who's going to believe you? Like, that's what a lot of them say, right? Yeah. My word against yours, something that happened 40 years ago.
Yeah, and you don't know there's a million others. You think you're alone.
Yeah.
If you met someone else and the two of you
teamed up.
Yeah. Then,
yeah.
But yeah, you're alone, man.
Yeah, no. So he was pretty crazy, and it's an interesting documentary. So
does he have young people in his own family? He probably did his own family like that.
Yeah,
like if he had sisters that had kids or brothers and stuff.
Yeah, I think so. The family part I didn't really read much on, but I do know that right when he died, there was this fucking where he got buried. He had a tombstone, like a real nice one, like a triple the size of a regular one, with like. All with a nice picture of him and a whole bunch of quotes and one that said it was fun while it lasted.
Oh my god.
And then all that shit came out right after he died, and it was like 10 days that he was dead and the tombstone was up, that his family tore it down because of all the shit that was coming out. 10 days.
Holy shit.
I know, right?
Well, what are you gonna do? People would have vandalized it anyway.
Oh no, yeah, that's why they took it down. I just find it funny that it was probably already vandalized and broken.
Yeah.
By that time that they just took it down, there's no point in getting it fixed. They took it to the scrapyard and fucking broke it, killed it.
What did he die of?
Old age? He was like fucking 90 years old.
It was like a slow death?
Oh, yeah, man. He was like 90. Nah, I think he was like, 86. Nothing, like, it wasn't like cancer or anything, I don't think. I think he just died in his sleep. And there was like talks of him and his mom, well... I mean, this is my thought on it, but him banging his mom, like they had a weird relationship.
Yeah, man.
And when his mom died, he locked himself with the dead body for like fucking 5 days and wouldn't let anybody come get it.
Yeah, so
what are you doing? What is he doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure he's sad, but he can be doing. Yeah, I know.
And no one would think, even their wildest dreams, he's in there perverting it.
Yeah.
You'd just think he's, oh, it's his mom, fucking sad.
You know, after like the third day, you're like, okay, Jimmy, like,
she's gonna start thinking.
She's smelly now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
They went to that. Remember how we talked? I told you about that girl I work with that knows those kids that died in that SUV.
Yeah.
And they went to the funeral on the weekend, and apparently, like, the boy, like, you know how someone's job's to, like, put makeup on and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently it was just, like, horrendous.
Oh, bad
like,
job.
There was no fucking reasonable explanation for why it was an open casket.
Oh, my God, really?
It was just ridiculous, apparently.
Well, that'd like, be on the family, right?
Yeah, they had to, like, apparently when she went up to see it, they had to, like, staples in the mouth to close the mouth, and, like, the whole side of the face was destroyed to the point where makeup couldn't even be...
Couldn't do anything.
Couldn't help. But the girl, they closed hers. Like, they didn't even try.
Yeah.
But they should have done it for both, what the consensus was with the people I know.
Right.
Anyways,
so it was pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Do you think that, like, the Undertaker would be like, yo,
yeah,
you know, I know you guys want to have an open casket, but, you know, we really recommend you probably should. Like, you guys can look at them if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the family, but it was weird, man. Like, when my grandma died, I think it was a couple years ago, it was like, it was the first time, well, second time, third time, but it really hit me when I seen the dead body, like when, like at the funeral.
Yeah.
It like, my whole body went into like this kind of shock.
Right.
Saying, this isn't real, like something's like, it felt like
sense.
I was being ripped out of something, yeah. Something was fucking off and I couldn't look at her.
Really?
Yeah, man, something was like, it was so weird. Like, I kind of got, like, dizzy, and I was just being pulled apart or something. It was so weird.
I had
to look away.
Were you, like, real close?
I was pretty tight with them when I was younger, not so much when I was older.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I used to go stay there all the time.
So I wonder what that feeling is. I've been real lucky. I haven't been to a funeral since I was a kid, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if other people have had that, or I don't know. It was just...
Like, sadness, like, or...?
No, it wasn't really sadness. Well, I was sad, obviously.
Yeah.
But... It wasn't that. It, like... Like, it felt lightheadedness, and I think it had to do with her not looking right. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, she has makeup on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just didn't feel right. Like, you're used to seeing it. Like, even though she was old and sick, she still had a certain look to her that whenever I saw her in the casket, I don't know, man. It really tripped me out. I never told anybody that. I should have asked the other people to see if they had a feeling like that.
Yeah, there's, you should ask on Reddit or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's probably just me being a bitch.
No. Who knows what the fuck was going on, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you never know. Like, maybe something's wrong with, like, the universe or something. Yeah, weird. Yeah. Like,
or she's, like, ghostly trying to talk to me.
Yeah, you never know. You always hear that.
Like, we're going to help you. Yeah. No. You do hear that. Like, they, like, do one last spirit for you. One last helping before they take off or whatever.
My mom swears that she was in, like, going to work one day, and she was, like, standing at a subway or something, waiting for the bus or some kind of thing, and a hand, like, grabbed her on the shoulder or whatever, and she turned around, and no one was there.
Whoa.
And then when she went home, her uncle had passed away.
Really?
And so she, I don't know, like, kind of coincidence, but
yeah,
she always thought maybe it had something to do with that.
Yeah, maybe saying goodbye or some shit.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, who knows, man? There's only one way to find out, Derek. Crash into that fucking medium right now.
Let's go.
Let's jump it.
If I die, I'll haunt the fuck out of you.
Yeah?
That way you'll know. You do the same to me.
Yeah. It'd be trippy, man, if I saw you as a ghost. Like, maybe. That. Did you ever see that YouTube video of, like, the old Banyan Mansion or something? Okay, and what happens in it is, like, these guys are, like, in this creepy room, and they look over at the closet, and there's nothing there. It's, like, literally, like, 6 inches deep. Like, it's a little pantry, okay? They look over, there's nothing there. Like, they just kind of flash the light over there, and then they look, and they're like, what's that on the ground? And they both put their flashlight over there. It was, like, when ghost hunting was, like, real popular, right? Like, 2005 and shit.
Okay.
And they look down, and they're like, what is that? I don't know what that is. And then they just, like, all of a sudden look back to where they first looked, and they're like, oh, shit. And, like, this guy, this fucking ghost with, like, a lantern is standing there. Real fucking trippy. It's trippy. And the guys bolt off. But that just reminded me of it because I saw it today again for the first time in a while.
What, that video?
The clip? Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, but he looked legit, that ghost.
Yeah, who knows what's going on up there, man. I don't know.
But he looked like something off Scooby-Doo. Like, it looked like
it's old Peterman.
Yeah, for sure.
Take the mask off.
But there's other videos of where they go in the daytime to that same mansion. I think that mansion's tore down now. Maybe not. And they go to that mansion and they look where the video was made. And it's literally, it's like a little pantry. Like, a body couldn't hide in there.
Oh, fuck, man.
And it's like, there's like holes in the ground and shit. So, I mean, it could be done. It could be faked. Everything could be fake, but it looked good.
No, if you go into certain rooms, you can feel like a difference. It's the temperature or something. Like, you know when something's just not right.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever reason.
Yeah,
or fake.
Like, your third eye starts helping you out.
Yeah.
Telling you something's up. It's the same when you meet people that are something's wrong with them. I don't know. Did I ever tell you about when I was vacationing with my family in Niagara?
I don't think so.
So we go to the Butterfly Conservatory right before we're leaving to go home. And before you go into the butterfly thing, there's like a bunch of like reptiles and shit, kind of like a little mini reptile exhibit. And my kids are like looking at them, and then this like worker comes up to them, and he starts talking to them. He's like, here, I'll show you the snake and stuff. And instantly, as soon as I saw him talking to my kids, my guard just went like right up instantly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I like, and then I went over and I'm just like standing there, because I like, they were just a little bit farther down. And then he's talking to them, he's showing them snakes and shit. And then he's like, oh yeah, your kids are very, very well mannered. And just like, I just had this feeling, man. I was like, this guy, there's something wrong with this guy. Like, you can't leave children with him.
Yeah, like a snake handling weirdo.
Yeah, it wasn't even the fact that he's playing with the reptiles. It just literally, like, it was the first time my like parent instinct like shot up, and it was like, okay, watch this guy. Something's not right about this guy. And Steph says it happened to her too.
Yeah, well, the same guy. You guys know, man. Humans are like, sense things like an animal. A fucking animal knows if it's in danger or something. We pick up, our subconscious picks up on different cues. And that's what happened, man. You're probably absolutely right.
Yeah, he's probably a creepy old fucker.
Or whatever, who knows? But
yeah, maybe he's cool, who knows? Maybe he's a little slow in the head, I don't know.
I don't know. I get, like, if I'm somewhere and I see, like, I'll be sitting there, like, at my old jobs and stuff. And I'll see, like, a guy start talking to someone else's kid and, like, commenting. And it might even get to the point where the guy's, like bent down and maybe touching hands and stuff. And I just...
Whoa. No, not that. Sorry, keep going.
Oh, I see the... that the parents are so uncomfortable, but there's no polite way of being like, yo, leave my kid alone. Because they're being so polite and nice, but it's still creepy as fuck. Like, the guy might be homeless or whatever. Right. And you want to be like, okay, but...
Get away
like,
from him.
Yeah, but you, it's like, it's such an awkward position to watch. Like,
yeah, and it puts you in a weird position, too, with your kids, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you shouldn't judge people on their looks, but you also should judge people on their looks.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Says a lot. Like, yeah. So, like, it's
like,
hard.
Yeah. If you get the right profile, like, have you ever looked at, like, people profiling? Like... I know it's nonsense and everyone has their own personality, but these guys look at from your shoes to your hat, like they can figure out a lot about you just by looking at you.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
What you look like says a lot about
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I look like a teenager.
That's when you came in the other day, the girl that you saw at the front counter was like, he looks so young.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, he is young.
Yeah.
And, well, yes.
Not really.
No, that's what I mean. I'm like, I'm like, the dude has three kids.
Yeah.
And she's just like, wow.
I know.
And then I was like,
yeah. I get ID'd all the time in Newmarket at the fucking beer store and liquor store. I hate it.
That's good, though, in a way.
Well, it's a hat I wear, first of all.
Yeah. That
and my hair is long right now. When my hair's shorter, it's usually a little better.
Okay.
But it's long. I haven't cut it in a long time because I'm lazy. But yeah, my hat, they call it the gangster hat.
Yeah.
And then if I wear my golf hat, you know, my orange golf hat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it's a bigger chance, like a huge, way more percentage that I won't get ID'd if I'm wearing that hat to the
beer store. Because it's golf.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody associates these hats with teenagers.
If I don't have my hair gelled, it increases my IDing by 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, eh?
Yeah.
Well, Newmarket I found is like hardcore. I probably talked about it before, but they're hardcore for IDing people. Like, I don't know why they're so hardcore. But when I was in Toronto, man, they fucking never ID'd me.
No, man.
Almost at every one I would go to, they would never ID me.
Maybe they got burned a few times.
Yeah, they must have.
Like, undercover.
Yeah. Dude.
I knew a guy who did that. And he was, okay, he was a young guy, like 21. And somehow he got a job with the government working for the Tobacco and Liquor License Bureau part of it. Whatever that is. You know, like.
The DEA?
No, I don't know. It's something really cool, though. Like,
okay.
He would go undercover in bars and stuff and all stuff because he looked young. But he went into a rub and tug parlor and or something, and something happened where he got roughed up a bit, and he fucking quit. It shook him so much that he quit, and he was like a 21-year-old making, like,
mad
I can't
cash.
Tell you how much this kid was making.
Mad cash.
Yeah, like, he would be the guy to go into...
He was a narc.
Yeah, a narc, pretty much.
Yeah.
But he got fucking, like, roughed up once, and that was it, man.
Like, at a bar.
Yeah, it wasn't even, like, he didn't get punched out. He just, like, he had to wrestle around with a guy or something.
Yeah.
And it just shook him to the core. Like,
that's the kind of shit you're just like, fuck it, I'm working out now.
Yeah, like.
And keeping this awesome job that I get paid mad cash. Man. You should have been like, yo, hook me up,
brother. I know. I probably would have been a step up even for myself.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy, man. Yeah. I wonder why, like, who cares, man? You know, it's not like that's going to happen all the time, right?
And you're young. You're going to grow up, and no one's going to mess with you.
Yeah,
you think the same person that messed with me when I was 21 would mess with me today? No.
Probably not. But then you get those weird freaks that would.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure
crazy people.
This guy was nuts. Apparently, he was, like, dressed in drag and everything. It was like,
oh, yeah?
It was, like just a fucking... He was at the wrong place.
Yeah.
Like, because you go in...
Yeah.
And then they found out that the kid worked there, and they were like, yeah, he's, like... You didn't ask him for ID or something, and it was just like they realized what was going on, and the guy freaked out.
Wow, you get in big trouble.
Yeah, like you're a fucking rat, you know? Like some of those guys' mentality is to attack a rat on sight.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so,
yeah. But, it's funny how they figured out what it was, like, because he wouldn't do anything, right? Wouldn't he, like, in those situations, and same with like mystery shoppers?
Right.
You're just like, they sell it to you, and then you fucking write it down, and then, like, somebody else comes and do it?
Right.
Or does he gotta say, yo, bitches, I'm the motherfucker you just sold to a minor?
I think his partner came in.
Right after.
Then
he realized.
It wasn't by himself either when he got attacked, so it wasn't like he was alone among fucking angry dudes,
which
any one of us would be scared in that situation.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, no, so,
whatever. Yeah, I guess they probably come in right after, or right after it happens or something,
man. Yeah, it was a job interview. Or, I mean, or what do you call it? I don't know. Whatever. He got caught. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
A job interview? What?
No, like, maybe, like, I don't, like, not like an interview, but maybe it was, like, during that time when he was, like, questioning.
Oh,
right. Realized, well, this is an odd line of questioning.
Yeah.
Like,
No, I know what you mean. They probably, what happens is he probably comes, like, he probably leaves and then comes right back with the guy.
Yeah.
And says, okay, and then you have the shit.
Yeah, you have the proof because the guy's there still.
Yeah.
Like the
yeah, that's probably what happens.
Yeah. And you do that with cigarettes, Indian cigarettes, everything like that.
Yeah, fucking Indian cigarettes when you go to like a dude's house. Just like, hey, buddy, give me like 6 cartons of your finest bag of cigarettes, please.
Minus the twigs and fucking shit packed in with the tobacco.
I used to smoke those in college.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
They were dirt cheap, man, but fuck, did they suck balls. They were nasty.
$8 a carton he was paying.
Yeah.
For a bag.
Yeah. That's probably around how much I was paying. I know I wasn't paying much, but, you know, it's fucking gross. Like, they sucked.
Oh, I don't know. I never smoked.
Yeah. They but like you said, nasty. There's fucking twigs and shit in it.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's not going to be that good.
It was like a bodegas my stepdad would go to. It was in East York. And he would go into the convenience store and he would be like, I need to smoke forever. And the guy would be like, I was literally with him. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, it's me, Jerry. I've fucking bought this shit from you like 10 times. The guy's like, oh, 1 second. And then he like went into like the safe and got him a bag. Nice. I guess because I was staying with him. But I was young at the time. So.
Yeah.
Do you still do that these days?
Yeah. Well, it's not illegal if you go on the actual reserves, right?
Okay.
So probably if you were at like convenience stores or in the city where it's not a reserve, then you could probably get in trouble. But I'm sure they still have them.
I saw a guy get caught. Well, I'm coming home from work right in the driveway now that you see. And I get there and there's a car in my spot with 2 cop cars behind it. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And I just like, I pulled off, I started walking and they're looking at me like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, I live here. I'm like, I don't know what you guys are doing like on my property. But I wasn't being rude. I was just like, listen, I don't know what's going on, but I obviously have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Because there's a guy, the car had a beer bottle on the top. So what the guy did was he was drinking at one of the houses at the neighbors or whatever, and he had a couple of DUIs, so the cops were already watching him. And he had a girl passenger who offered to drive, I later found out, and he said no.
Whoa.
So anyway, he left the house drunk. The cops fucking followed him, and he thought to himself, once he saw the cops, he's like, I'll just pull into this house and pretend I'm home.
Yeah.
Of course, they knew he wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So they blocked him in, and by the time I got there, he was in cuffs, like on top of the car with a beer bottle. So he literally was drinking while driving, also while drunk driving.
Right.
So, and I just stood there watching because it was cool.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, they pop his trunk. What's the fucking trunk full of? Indian cigarettes.
Oh,
tons of them. Like, man. They were just stacking them on top of the hood.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, you never fucking do stupid things when you're already doing a stupid thing. Yeah. Never do 2 stupid things at once.
1 stupid thing at a time.
That's my rule.
Yeah. That's like, a good criminal's rule.
Yes.
Somebody who's smart about crime or illegal things.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I used to short form it and say, don't speed when there's weed in your car. Because it was like, you know, if you're carrying weed, don't speed.
No,
like, don't do 2 stupid things.
No.
Anyway.
Same like if you're drinking and driving or whatever. Which, I mean, you shouldn't do anyways, but.
Right. Like, don't go fucking acting a fool.
Yeah, don't be going like fucking 150 down the highway.
Yeah.
When you're like 6 beers deep in an hour, you know? You're going to get caught.
Like that boy who's in the fucking, just killed all those people.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Yeah, yeah, the rich guy.
Yeah, that sucks.
He's fucked.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't there like a funny story to that too? Like, not funny, like, didn't he just get off a plane or something and like, somebody was going to drive for him or something?
Private jet.
Yeah.
Dropped him off from his bachelor party in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's how rich this guy was.
Yeah.
And then he decides to drive home.
Yeah, that's funny.
You couldn't have a fucking chauffeur, a cab, anything.
You could afford a cab, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sure if any could take it back, you would.
Oh, well, obviously.
Not how
he's
going
to go to jail, right?
Forever.
Yeah, for a long time anyways. Yeah,
3 counts of manslaughter.
Yeah. Is that, what, 15 years
I still
each?
Don't know what the rule is in Canada. Maybe you do. It's ridiculous that I don't know it. If you go get a life sentence in Canada, that means 25 years, and that's it. It's not like America where life means life. A life sentence can is 25 years. But can you get 2 life sentences back to back, or is like the maximum punishment 25 years because we believe in rehabilitation?
I thought it was 25 years everywhere.
No.
I thought it was 25 years in the States too.
No.
Life was, that's why they always say like 3 counts, so
yeah,
you're like, in there for 75 years.
Yeah, that's how it works there. No, they do anything. And so that it's state by state. But some people get prison sentences of 958 years.
Right.
Even though you can't possibly live that long.
Yeah.
But yeah, it changes
state to state. Depends on what they do. But I swear I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't but know. I thought it was life everywhere was 25, and then they could change it all up. I don't know. Yeah, we'd have to check it out.
Because I wonder if Canada, you can surf back to back, consecutive life sentences. I wonder if that's allowed.
Oh yeah, I bet you.
Yeah.
If you get two lives, man, that's 50 years.
Yeah. So theoretically, if you kill someone in Canada right now, and it's not like ridiculously crazy, like you planned it and fucking executed something, like or whatever, like not an accident, but you know, you killed someone during a drug deal, gone bad or something, you roughly serve about 8 years of your life sentence.
Right.
That's generally, so like I fucking, believe it or not, I worked with a girl who ended up killing her husband.
Right.
And she only did 5 years.
Yeah.
So.
But he was like beating the shit out of her and shit.
I think. So yeah. I mean, this guy's gonna get, say, 8 years for each three, so a minimum of like 24 years maybe.
Yeah,
but I don't know, who knows.
Yeah, it all depends. And then like the judge could be like, yeah, I'll suspend your sentence. Like, can't they do that? Like, okay, you're gonna get fucking 5 years per person, and then on good behavior you're own five.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
serve one of them.
And they also do a thing called double time, and when the prison gets really crowded, they do triple time. For every day you're in a cell waiting for your trial, counts as 2 or 3 days of your actual sentence when sentencing comes. So if you spent a year waiting in jail, like you didn't get bond and you waited in jail,
yeah,
it's times two. So by the time you get sentenced to 5 years, you've already done 2 or 3 in some cases, and you know, you get to go home.
Yeah.
So usually it's it's longer than your sentence was, so you just get to just leave.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know.
It would put you in like a weird situation where it's like, well, maybe you won't even get busted for it. Maybe you'll get off it. So yeah. It's like, do you want to risk staying in jail, or do you want to pay like, you know, the 10 grand or 20 grand or whatever it costs to get bond?
Yeah, that's true.
And then I would say most people would probably take bond.
Which is the most fucked up thing.
Yeah, that's cool, eh?
You report in Friday and you get out Monday morning.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's like
though.
A little vacation every weekend.
Yeah.
If you got like a family and shit.
Imagine
that's
that.
Why they have it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
People who have families and need to work.
Yeah. It's like, I'm dipping out, baby. Yeah.
All right, we'll see you on Sunday night.
If it was like Trailer Park Boys where you just got high with your friends, drunk and high on the weekends with your friends.
Yeah, I know.
That would be awesome.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
Because you get out again.
Yeah.
And you're the guy in and out, so you're obviously bringing in the stuff.
Yeah, so you're going to be mad rich.
Yeah, and like, hopefully we don't have to
I wonder how long are you like... I guess it just counts as 2 days each time, right? Like if they give you 2 years in prison, you got to do it just 2 days at a time.
And then
every week, you'd be in there for like fucking 20 years. you know what I mean? I don't know. Like I
have no idea.
Off the top of my head, but something like that. Or maybe it counts. Maybe that's just for like, you know, minor sentences. You know, crash your car when you were drunk driving.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you didn't hurt anybody, but you're still gonna get like 2 months in jail weekends.
Yeah, if you say I need to, I'm the only guy supporting my family. If you put me in jail, my whole kids are gonna be on welfare and everyone. You're fucking doing yourself wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, sir, just don't drink and drive again, please. We'll put this machine in your car to stop you.
Didn't you tell me you knew someone with one and it's like all faulty and shit?
Yeah, no, my buddy,
friend
of the show, Kelly McCann, he had one for a year. Yeah, and it would fuck up like through like mouthwash and just fucking Red Bull to make it go like, and then like, and it didn't go, like I probably explained it before, but it didn't go like, okay, it's a year and then it's off. They decide and it's their own judgment. Like, that's not part of the government or the judge or anything. It's their decision. So it's like, well, it went off like 6 times. So maybe you were trying to drink and drive. It's like, no, I had mouthwash or something. Well, we don't know. We'll give you another month with it in there.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? Or another 2 months. So.
How big is the device?
I don't know. I didn't see any pictures.
Yeah, me neither.
I think it just kind of sits in the dash, or maybe it's on the wheel. I don't know.
Like everyone sees it, like they know you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I'm sure if they look in, they'll know.
Oh shit!
You're fucked. I think. I should have asked him. He probably has a picture somewhere.
I read an article in somewhere in Texas or something. A guy had one, and I don't know if it's true. It just seems so bizarre. He got a raccoon, and. In a drunken stupor and tried to force it to fucking
breathe
in the thing and it ended up wrecking him and he had to wait for the ambulance to come.
What were you doing with that raccoon, sir? Yeah. I don't know.
Fucking it.
Yeah.
Just lie, even if it's worse.
Yeah. Bestiality or fine or more time drunk driving.
Yeah.
I'd take the bestiality. Bestiality for 10, please.
Yeah, $10.
Yeah.
Half those states, it's not even a crime.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what they said in Clerks, too. It's like, oh, I'll just get a slap on the wrist and a fine. And a lot of weird looks from the judge.
Hey, don't judge me.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah. That movie's funny, man. He's making the third one, so I'm excited for that.
Well, I saw the second trailer for The Hateful Eight today.
Yeah, yeah. That came out today, the trailer for that.
I don't fucking even... Like, I love the concept.
Uh-huh.
I loved all the other movies, but
uh-huh.
seeing that trailer doesn't make me think that's going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
It just seems so predictable.
And, yeah.
Like, campy. With fucking Samuel Jackson in every goddamn movie he makes. Like,
yeah.
We get it.
You like him as an actor.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad actor, but... I just like, I always see him. Like,
yeah. I mean, they're friends, right?
Yeah, I get it.
If you were a big filmmaker, you'd put your friends in your movies if they were actors.
Sure.
Especially if they're half decent at acting.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Just seems like he's just wearing a costume. I don't believe him as that Western guy.
Right, right.
Just seems like an actor in a fucking costume.
But you believed him as the white black guy?
Which white black guy?
In Django?
Oh, definitely. Don't you think he played that role amazingly?
Oh, of course. That whole... Everybody had awesome parts of that movie. Yeah. Played it well.
But when I see him as the Jedi, Samuel, I don't really buy that.
Yeah, but that was just bad writing.
Yeah. Like, and the another
dialogue
movie,
was bad in that.
Oh, he plays in another movie. What's that one where he... Fuck, I just saw it where he's in control of the cell phones. He buys a big giant cell phone company. He can send those kids that are from Britain and they're like special forces.
Oh, they, Secret Service?
No. Kingsman.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays a villain in the Kingsman.
Oh, right,
I just didn't fit that role either.
Yeah. Well, what about Unbreakable?
Oh, I thought he was good in that.
Yeah.
See, it's like hit and miss.
Hit and miss with him with your...
my rantings.
With your ways that you like Samuel. What about in Deep Blue Sea?
I don't know that one.
When he got eaten by the shark?
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that movie?
No.
You've seen that part when he gets eaten by a shark, though, right?
No.
He makes like a huge, like, 5-minute speech. And then right at the end of his speech, he's like, we gotta get out of here or something. And then a shark just pops up and eats him.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was funny.
I should watch that.
It was a bad movie. Just watch that part.
All right.
That's the only thing worth that part.
Like, snakes on a plane, he's probably good in that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, probably, right?
Oh, yeah.
Half-decent movie. I think. I don't know. Maybe it was really bad. I don't know. Did you see Snakes on a Plane?
No, I did, but it was like so long ago.
Yeah, you don't remember. Yeah. He probably dies in that, too. How do they get so many snakes on the plane?
I don't know.
They're shipping them or something?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they ship a bunch of snakes on a plane that is full of people.
I read that he only agreed to do that if they didn't change the name.
Really?
They wanted to change the name to make it more like...
Commercial? Yeah. Or marketable?
He's like, no, that's the only way I'll do it.
Yeah. And if I get the only F-bomb in it.
Yeah.
Because it was PG-13, right? I remember reading that.
Okay. He gets one.
He can only get one, yeah. And he got to do it.
South Park does that, right? They make sure they say fuck once in every episode, don't they?
Yeah, well, they went on a tear. Like, they used to be beeped, and then they went unbeeped. And now, sometimes they're beeped and sometimes they're not. I guess it just depends on what time of night they're on.
Yeah, they're one of those things like a Howard Stern where they were hated, and once all the money and everyone loved it and everything, then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You win.
Oh, man. Comedy Central loved them from day one because they put Comedy Central on the map.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why they let them do whatever they want. They don't go in and try and bug them at all. Like, if they have a problem with a show, you know, they don't say anything because, like, once they start messing with it, then the show is going to go shitty.
It ruins.
Like, they ruin every other show, right? So, I don't know. There's a really interesting documentary. I think it's called 7 Days. I probably talked about it before, but it was on Netflix. I would recommend watching it. It's pretty dope. We going to the end?
No.
Okay, everyone. That is it for big episode number 50. As usual, I would like to thank Rather Unique Media. Please go to the website, www.ratherunique.ca. Check out the media work. If you need anything done, message us through the site. Mention the podcast, get an extra 10% off. If you play Xbox, you can play with D-Man. His Xbox Live account is TheGrinch54, capital T, capital G, the number 54. If you want to play with me, you can add me. My name is Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter at Carpooling Pod. Follow myself on Twitter, Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please leave a 5-star rating and don't forget to leave a comment saying that you love the show. And on behalf of Derek P. and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you for listening to 50 episodes. Take care, guys. Bye.